Like. The unknown is like a Cargill's seeds soil thermometer. A most versatile item, the thermometer is built into a flat pointed stick, like a paint stirring stick, but just a little thicker. The thermometer is embedded in the stick, the temperature scale printed on both sides of the wooden slot, so that you can safely jab it into the damp, lush dirt of your garden that holds and feeds your pumpkins, lounging like golden gods after an orgy that has left them engorged and comatose. While on the left side of the Cargill seeds soil thermometer is another scale, in inches, so that you can measure the depth of a snowfall, or a monsoon's worth of rain, or the length of a spider web, or your cat's tail. And given that the inches scale starts at 0 inches, but the zero is placed on a line that has at least an inch of pointed wood below it, the Cargill seed soil thermometer, in a simple but ultimately profound way, suggests the existence of negative numbers, numbers that exist only in the brain, numbers that can't be physically represented in the real world. Show me -3 apples, for example. Of course, there are those who would retort, all numbers exist only in the brain. Show me a 5, not 5 things, a 5. You point to the 5 on the Cargill seeds soil thermometer. That's not a 5, that's the sign for 5. Yes, but in this case, the sign and the thing are identical. That's horseshit. And besides, you just screwed your own argument. If that's a 5, I don't have to show you -3 apples. Just give me some paper, and I'll create a -3 ex nihilo, and you will be astounded. I've always wondered, is horseshit worse than bullshit? It's used less frequently, which would suggest that it is reserved for those times that demand a more powerful expletive. And isn't it interesting that we abbreviate bullshit as BS, but we don't abbreviate horseshit as HS? For obvious reasons, I guess, since BS flows off the tongue much better than HS. And you can say bull and imply the shit, but you can't do the same with horse. And finally, at the top of the stick, a hole from which to hang the Cargill seeds soil thermometer on a nail, pounded into one of your walls, precisely, and bent back just enough to make a hook, so that it, the thermometer, not the nail, can perform yet one more service, recording and displaying for your sensual pleasure the current temperature of the air. And that's how it is with the unknown.